City meeting for March the 19th, 2024 to order. It is 6:30. Dan, if you could lead us in the invocation, I'd appreciate it.
Lord, we certainly thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord, for our city, for these men and women that have come because they care. We just pray that you'll give us all wisdom, direction, unity, love, Lord, that we'll represent you first and foremost. We're grateful for all you've given, for all you've done. Will we be wise? We ask for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kelly, roll call.
Mayor Shaw.
Here.
Alderman Gregory.
Here.
Alderman Harrison.
Here.
Alderman Martin.
Here.
Vice Mayor Sinnott.
Here.
Attorney Russell Freeman.
Here.
Okay, we've got three sets of minutes that if everyone could take a look at. One for February the 20th, special meeting on February the 20th, and special call meeting for March the 4th, 2024.
We need to do an individual.
Yes, please.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the special call meeting on February 20th, 2024.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for the city meeting of February 20th, 2024.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
And I make a motion we approve the minutes for the special call meeting of March 4th, 2024.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, citizens' comments.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
I live right here on Houston Road.
Mm-hmm.
And
state your name, please.
Everlyn Rump.
It's just for the record, so she knows.
Gotcha. Last Saturday, we did a cleanup, and we all the neighborhood got together and cleaned up. There's a certain area that is a pretty deep ravine, and it has become a dumping ground. Furniture, car parts, just old metal pieces is right there in off the road, and it has just it's an eyesore for the street. It's not directly in front of our house, but it's directly in front of some of the other houses. And, you know, I just don't, what do we do?
What is the address it's close to? It's not someone's yard, it's a ravine.
It's across the street, off in the ravine.
You know what the closest address is?
No.
Okay.
We are at 127, so we are the second house on the left. So it's a couple houses up, and then it's over across the street.
On the right?
On the right, yes.
Okay.
It's the street name?
East End.
East End.
Yes, right there. It's right there.
Okay,
we'll get over and take a look at that and see if we can get it out and clean it up.
Have you ever seen anybody dumping, or it's done in the times, nobody, okay, so nobody's actually...
We have not, and I know, I don't think no dumping sign would help, you know, because it looked like they just came over at night, and, you know, because it's a pretty dark street, they felt free to just dump. So it's a lot of, it's home... equipment, speakers, car parts.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll get over and take a look at it.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else?
Are you guys going to talk about Living Good? And I assume that you are.
As far as what we just looked at today?
Yes.
Yeah, plans are we're going to get out there and patch again. It's my understanding that the first time we did it, a month and a half ago, we used a cold patch. And we're going to go with the warm patch, I guess is what you refer to it as, and see if we can get that patch back up.
And then when they meet, most of the time, there's not enough space to meet. They go off the edge, and that's causing the edges to collapse, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's something you can do to build that up or extend it out or something.
There are some things that we can do as far as rock that we're looking at as well to put there to kind of support the road.
Yeah, and there's still no lines on the road, and I know that you were trying to put that off, but we need some lines on that road.
Okay, we'll take a look at that and see.
Are you planning a city cleanup this year, this spring?
No, we've got a recycle day.
Yeah.
May the 11th.
Okay.
It's going to be held over here at Watauga, and it's through the state. So it'll be a rather extensive collection point, and it's for the entire county.
it's not just Green, it's everything, all county. So we're co-oping.
It's going to be invited to come up and take care of it. There'll be some things that we won't be able to take.
No, we'll talk about it.
But, you know, we'll be able to take tires, metal. We won't be able to take any chemicals in this one.
Paint?
Nope.
No paint.
No paint or chemicals. So it'll be a good event. Again, it's May the 11th from 9 to 1.
Are we still needing volunteers?
Yes.
I think we're trying to get, you said five from here and five from Greenbrier. So if anybody would be willing to volunteer some time to help out at the waste recycling events, so.
Yes, that would be extremely helpful. We're expecting a large crowd. We hope. And get a lot of this trash instead of ravines and dumpsters.
You go ahead and put Mark DeWeese on the list.
Yes. You volunteered?
He brought it up.
Right behind you, brother. I'll be there if you will.
And we got two volunteers.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Okay. Commissioner reports. Let's see here. Utilities.
You volunteering too? Over here?
Yes.
Yep. Anybody bring the list?
Are you the only one that got one? Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
I never knew that was one of yours.
Let's see. The gas department had disconnects and reconnects. They had 31 811 locate tickets. They had 4 work orders. They completed their state inspection and passed with flying colors, I might add. Congratulations, guys. And they read gas meters. Sewer department, they had 9 work orders. Pumped 3 tanks due to bad pumps and or high sludge levels. They changed out 6 pumps. 31 811 locate tickets. And they had the disconnects and reconnects. Finance.
We're beginning budgets.
Oh, yes. Parks?
Parks, this Sunday, the 24th, weather permitting, we'll have our Easter egg hunt at 2 p.m. at Ridgetop Station Park.
That's pretty.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. So far, so good. I don't want to jinx it. So we got that coming up, and later on, we'll be appointing new park board members, hopefully, and we're just rolling along with those.
And we've also, on Monday, the 25th, is the grand opening of the Train Museum, and we'd love to have everyone there. It's at 11:30. We'll have a ribbon cutting.
A photo op, Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully they've got a good turnout for that. I want to back up a quick, Kristen. Is there any help needed for the Easter egg hunt or handled?
I think we've, like Ms. Everly has volunteered, and we've had a couple other people. So I think, because Ridgetop First Baptist will be there with like a refreshment table, and so they usually bring extra people. So for this event, I think we'll be good because Mr. Cecil
Along
over
that
here.
Line, I don't know if comments are over. Is that a city endeavor, the Train Museum?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's owned by the city?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, so we're good on this. Now, Smoke on the Ridge, I'll take every bit I can get. So, and also, too, for the parks, the swings at Pioneer Park, did they get completed? Or
not completed. The stands are up.
Yep, but should be completed this week.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll work on getting the mulch so we can get those reopened for the kiddies. So,
and we look to get that reopened probably the first part of next week.
Yeah.
And then I'm meeting Cecil or Brian over there tomorrow afternoon to hang the other swing up.
Excellent. Okay, streets.
Yeah, well, we're doing our budget. My report is in the back, so anybody who would like to go through all the numbers can. And I added a second page that I don't have, actually, with what we're working on presently in the city, which is doing some work on leaving good and filling in with gravel and then rock and then gravel and putting up some signs. That's it.
Okay. Fire?
Fire for February 1st through February 29th. We had 2 first responders, 8 EMS assist, miscellaneous investigations. We had 4 structure fires. We had 2 MVA 1045. Is 1, 3 false calls for a total of 20, 14 inside the city, 6 outside the city, and 4 mutual aids. And that's about it. We got budget and bidding on ropes for...
Yes.
Tonight, so.
All right. Planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning codes. Let's see. I'm hoping to have a written report for next month. But based on the last couple of months, we've had 3 properties cited for vehicle violations, 2 properties cited for junk and rubbish violations. 2 of these were given second notices. All have either complied or are working on compliance. So they're working with the city to rectify some of these things. We've had an ongoing issue with the car wash there. They had removed trees that blocked the view. That was kind of like they call it a buffer zone. And so the residents behind have had full view of what's going on at the car wash and vice versa. The car wash can look into what's going on in the backyards. So We have been working with the car wash. We've got a revised or modified site plan that we'll be going over on Thursday night, the 28th, at the planning and zoning meeting. And working with the city planner, myself, and with the car wash, I think we've got everything in place to correct that problem. And planning and zoning will be voting on that. And if that passes, within a few weeks, hopefully, all the trees will get planted and that visual buffer will be back up and commercial and residential will be separated once again. So that hopefully will be done soon. There was a illegal multiplex that had tried to grow. We had had it before planning and zoning about 8 months ago. It's a triplex that was grandfathered in prior to it being just single family. And they had come before the board to make it 6 units. And we had turned them down. Well, they went ahead and started the bootleg project and tried to do that. And working with our building inspector and codes, they have shut that project down, actually shut the water off because they're not allowed to have 6 families there. So we are trying to rectify that right now. So I got to get hold of Mike Bowers. Planning and zoning, we'll be discussing short-term rentals. I know that's a big thing in Nashville with Airbnbs and a lot of people coming in. So MTAS has given us some guidelines on how we should be handling short-term rental situations. So we're going to be discussing that. We're also going to have a board position open for planning and zoning. Our probably longest tenured board member, Melvin Christian, is resigning. And I think he's been almost a lifelong resident, and he's been an invaluable resource for all of us because he knows the history of what's gone on in this city for, I think he's in his 80s, and he's been such a you know, just a resource for us. So I hate to see him go. So we will have an open planning and zoning board position, and we're looking for someone that would be interested in serving on that board. Dan, you're not going anywhere. You know that, right? And I'm hoping in April, our city planner and our city engineer will have everything worked out on our new subdivision regs, bringing us up to not just this century, but the latest subdivision regulations for the city and for the state. So that's what's going on.
Thank you, sir. Okay, business reports. Ms. Kelly.
We do not have a report tonight.
Okay. 30, Russell Freeman.
Nothing out of the ordinary, just basic, you know, reviewing ordinances and whatnot with Ms. Ryder. She and I did get together on some issues regarding some public records requests last week regarding some of our prior officers. Received an interesting email after we had entered into the agreement with Metro regarding the rate structure, where they were going to do your rate study and all that. Got that email from a, what appeared to probably be an overzealous attorney that they had recently hired in Metro Water, and decided to create some amendments to a contract that had already been approved. I responded to that, in which you received that response and got a response back. And basically what she was saying, well, they were just amendments and had not been approved yet. And I was thinking, well, I'm glad you know you can't amend a contract unilaterally after it's been signed. Now, my thought on that is obviously maybe they're headed in that direction, what they're amending or attempting to amend. I would not suggest that we agree to those amendments, but that we go back and choose that original option that we had the had the opportunity to do with regard to not having the industrial partners, projects or any of the industrial waste going into the system, and go ahead and assure Metro of that and indicate that we would take that option. We took the option we did because we were told that they would monitor it for us, and meaning they check GIS, and if somebody's coming in wanting to do a big commercial project here or an industrial project, which we would not anticipate in our zoning area that would even allow that, that they would come in and do the study and not charge us. But the amendments didn't appear to read that way. So at this point in time, I think we can stick with what we have, but certainly wouldn't want to rescind that contract if they attempt to force those amendments on us. So, and that's all I have, Mayor and Alderman, and I'd be glad to answer any questions or anything if anybody has any comments.
Did it get sent to the school board? Like, was all that, like, because I know we voted to...
Reimbursement?
Yeah.
That check's been received.
We received that.
Okay.
We received that check the following week.
Nice.
Well, that was a whole lot easier than fighting for the rest of it.
Yes. And that check was, you had to keep it under limit, $9,995. Rather than the $10,000 that he said he'd sent to us. But he did, and we greatly appreciate it very much. Okay, Mayor's comments. Don't have any this evening. Old business, we've got the bid approval for the rope rescue equipment. And Monty, I'll let you go through that.
It's a bid for the rope rescue equipment from North America Fire Equipment and Safe Industries. The Safe Industries is the one that they wanted to go with, correct? If I'm not mistaken, for $10,890.80. And of course, this is a grant, so it's actually not costing us anything. But
and this is equipment that Dan has been requesting for a number of years. And I think it'll be a good thing for the fire department to have.
It's
being ignorant of that, what is, I mean, I just don't know, what is the rope rescue fire?
It's a repelling rope and or
rescue.
Water rescue.
Yeah, I think water rescue. It's got kind of general purpose.
Someone stuck out on, I mean, you've got a rope that you bring up.
It's made for the kind of use it would be used for. And it's more than just rope, if I'm not mistaken. It's actually the carabiners and the harnesses and all that stuff that go with it. So.
Well, that makes sense.
For those of you who don't know, Dan is our full-time firefighter. That's who he was referring to.
Okay, do I have a motion on the rope rescue equipment?
I'll make a motion to approve the bid for the rope rescue equipment.
I'll second
which
it.
Bid? Which
Safe bid? Industries.
Safe Industries.
The amount of?
$10,890.80.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, new business. First item is Resolution 24-02. This is a resolution to declare certain property surplus, and what we're surplusing is an old fax machine copier over at the fire hall that is no longer in use. We need to surplus it and sell it or dispose of. So do I have a motion on Resolution 24-02?
Make a motion, we accept the surplus, the needs of the city of Richtop, Tennessee, and calling its disposal by selling the scrap or other reasonable manner, a fax machine slash copier.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the next item is Ordinance 2024-101. This is an ordinance amending Ordinance 2023-105, an ordinance establishing sewer rates for the collection and treatment of sewage for the city of Richtop sewer system. And this, I believe, Russell, is what you were referring to earlier.
No, this is Ryan's stuff where he's doing the long and short.
Oh,
yeah, this is long and short. This was something we had discussed, I discussed with Ryan. And
yeah.
It's kind of a model after the current gas rates. We looked at that, excuse me, for purposes of attempting to try to model what those fees would be. And the issue being that when you have to go across the road to make a tap, that fee is much more costly.
Yes.
I mean, that work is much more costly than doing it when you go across the street.
And basically what we're doing here is the short side installation is $500 plus cost of material. And we're increasing the long side installation to $900 plus cost.
Is that under the road then, the long side?
Or yeah, that long side is taking it across the street.
That's really, really reasonable. I mean, I don't...
Wow. So do I hear a motion for ordinance number 2024-101, which is the ordinance amending ordinance 2023-105, ordinance establishing sewer rates for the collection and treatment of sewage for the city of Ridgetop sewer system.
I make a motion we approve ordinance number 2024-101.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I ask a question about the sewer? Is it self-supported now? Do we make enough money off of it that it's paying for itself?
What's that?
The sewer system?
Yes.
Yes, we are. It is. And who are we paying for the waste? Is that Metro? And then what's the rate, the per usage rate that we're charging?
We'd have to get back with you. I don't have that handy tonight.
It's actually in that ordinance that I just gave you. Do you have a copy of the ordinance from the back counter?
No, I can get it.
It's in there.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, the next item up is to appoint park board members.
So I have two new and one reappoint. I need to do them individually, correct?
You can add them all together.
Okay.
Because they're all going to go in there. Yeah, you can add them.
Okay. So I have Glenn Pearson, who has said he'd like to be a part of the board. He's been to the last couple of our meetings. He seems like he'll be a great asset to the team. I have Victoria Lawson, V-I-K-T-O-R-I, yeah.
Okay.
She also has been to our meeting and already jumped right in and started helping plan for a mother-daughter tea that I'm wanting to do and blew me away with.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
Yeah. So I'm super pumped about her. And then Mitch Glansberg would like to be reappointed to the board. Yeah, so
he's only been on for a little over a year, I think, but he was one of the short-term people. So he
took the 1 year. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So I make a motion to appoint Glenn Pearson, Victoria Lawson, and reappoint Mitch Glansberg to the Ridgetop Advisory Park Board, or however that's laid out, Park Board Advisory, something like that.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And next item up is reappoint Joe Sumar to the Zoning Appeals Board. Joe has been on the board for few years now, and his term has ended, and he expressed interest in coming back on board. So I have a motion to reappoint Joe Sumar to the Zoning Appeals.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Joe Sumar to the Zoning Appeals Board.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, the next item up is bid approval for park benches. I believe we're going to defer.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't get a bid back, and I just think from what I was looking at. I feel like it'll be a better option than what I was looking at. So.
How many park benches are you looking at over there?
4 to 5. I mean, you know, I don't. Do we need two up at, by the road, or can I get away with one?
I would think one would be sufficient.
So if I do that, then I'm 4 for sure.
Okay. Okay. So can I have a motion to defer?
I make a motion we defer the park benches to our next meeting.
I'll second. You got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, before we get into this, wanted to let everyone know we did get bids in for the Shedden Road culvert replacement. One was from Covenant Constructors, $606,573.32, and Brown Builders was $868,757.25. We feel that these are, what's the last?
Excessive.
Yeah, that's a good term. Excessive. Numbers thrown together.
For review.
So we're going to take another look at that project and see what we can do in the next month or two.
Yes.
Next item up is to approve the full-time employment for our city clerk position. Amber has been with us now for, I'd say, close to a year. She has been working for us part-time, and we're going to move her into a full-time position to assist us in the office, and with an increase of 50 cents an hour. So can I get a motion to move?
I make a motion that we approve for Amber Mathis. I remember from last week. Mm-hmm. To move from part-time to full-time with a 50-cent raise.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Next item up is Jeanette Beasley has just recently completed her certification with the state. It's been a number of years. 2 years that she's been working on this.
To 2 years.
And she finally completed all of her classes, training, and has received her certificate. So what I'm recommending on that is a dollar increase for the appreciation of the time that she spent going through this process and getting certified for us.
And is that one, I went through this last night, you said $1.
$1.
That's a dollar an hour.
Dollar an hour.
Okay, making sure.
She was at 16, wasn't she?
Jeanette's at 2288, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So then over up to 22.
So a dollar an hour more.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the pay increase for Jeanette Beasley.
Of $1.
Of $1 an hour.
Increase.
Plus, $1 an hour increase.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, if there's nothing else, Kelly, I think we've covered everything here tonight.
Who seconded that? I'm sorry. Thank you. I don't know anything else.
Okay. I'd like to have a motion schedule of next workshop for April the 15th, 2024.
I make a motion we schedule our city workshop for April 15th, 2024.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We can all come do our taxes together.
They have a massive.
Oh, wow. Are you offering your services?
You don't want. Just because I do accounting does not mean I know taxes.
Oh. Yeah. We get a motion to
adjourn. I make a motion we close the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.